Hey, look, great friends. Listen, I'm going to say this right now. Look, I mean, I could honestly just go screw it. Let's just end for today, because we're getting a lot of people saying what happened, you know. But rather than doing that, let's try and work through the issues today, and we'll figure it out as the as time goes on. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how Alex is able to quickly get the YouTube live on our big screen TV in the studio. It takes me several times to refresh on YouTube till I finally get it live. Like, I'm still not even there yet. It still hasn't popped up for me.
You would not have had that level of focus if there was a large man here in pink spandex. See, that would have thrown you off.
Oh, no, I would have been highly more motivated.
Good. You would have?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so Anthony Idol is here. Scott and BR on Wednesday. We have had technical difficulties. There's no hiding from that. It's okay. We started off on episode 75. The second part of this became episode 75 and a half. Now we're into 75 and three quarters.
I typed 75 and a half again.
You did?
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. Look, we were off to a really good start. I mean, everything was going really great today. I was so psyched because we were finally in high def. I was loving life. And then all of a sudden, as we're all just breaking our arms, patting each other on the back, we had issues. But it happens. What are you going to do, man? What can you do? It is a world of Wi-Fi and recycled hardware.
I think today is a good indicator of what we have to do next.
What do you think? You think it's the board? But I mean, we've gone several days, everything's been fine, and all of a sudden today is the first time where we've had this sort of an issue.
Time.
Well, we did have it one other time, but I mean, it's been pretty consistent. I'm happy to get a new board. I'm happy to go buy a new board immediately. In fact, I'll get on to my guy right after this. You hear that, John? Get right onto him.
Get ready, John.
You know? Get right onto that guy and try and buy a new board immediately. Hope that's what the problem is. Okay. So can we possibly go back to what we were going to do for the show today, since let's just make sure we can stay on for as long as we can? What do you think?
Sure.
Let's try it. Anthony Idol sitting in the brown man chair, and Glenn from Corky's, who was here just a matter of moments ago, has packed up the cockroach costume and will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be crazy now. Tomorrow's going to be ridiculous. Tomorrow we're going to have Glenn the cockroach. Then we're going to have Ernie Hahn.
I think we're going to do some rescheduling.
Well, who else do we have tomorrow?
The gentleman that you told me about from CAF.
Okay, can't reschedule him because he's only in town for a short period of time. So we're going to have to just wing it, dude.
Okay.
you handled yourself so brilliantly and calmly here this afternoon. Yeah. If everything were working, we might as well just wing it tomorrow. Yeah. You know, I got this guy coming in tomorrow. You guys got to hear this story. This guy was a Marine in Afghanistan or Iraq. He'll tell in greater detail tomorrow. And this guy got blown to bits. Now, here's the story. They packed him in a body bag. He was being sent home, and he was dead. For some reason, one nurse decided to open the body bag, the zipper, and look in to see. I don't know exactly why she did this. She noticed that the blood underneath his nostrils was bubbling, meaning he was breathing. And they wound up saving his life. And dude, when this guy takes his shirt off, his whole body is mangled like you can't even believe. Lost one of his arms. You know what he did when he left the Marines? Mangled body, left for dead, body bag, arm gone. You know what this guy did? He became a mixed martial arts fighter and kicked ass in mixed martial arts. So anyway, this guy's coming in tomorrow. There's no way.
Oh, I'll be here.
There's no way I can blow him off. Ernie Hahn's going to be here tomorrow. We're going to talk about the Wonderfront Festival because we're now into about 35 days away from Wonderfront and this big downtown festival. And Ernie is a great friend of the show and is going to come on tomorrow. And you know, we're going to kind of get deeper into everything that's going on Wonderfront because we're promoting weekly now for that. And then Brian Bushfield from Hot Sauces and More is coming tomorrow, and he's going to be working the Big Green Egg. Now, I'm really super nervous about moving cameras around, given that everything's going on.
It's not the cameras.
No, well, okay. And so we'll have Brian from the Big Green Egg and Hot Sauces and More is going to be out here cooking tomorrow. Is there something else going on that I should know about?
Probably. My head's not in that right now.
I understand.
Yeah, probably.
All right, so let me have a second then before we get back to Anthony Idol. Let me have one more second to at least give everybody the clue today for the Corky's Pest Control, $50 a day.
We did already.
Oh, we did? Mm-hmm. I see you have it up on the screen, so I thought
What I'm going to do is probably delete all these videos from YouTube, edit them together, and just post one whole one.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a much better idea.
Yeah.
I will tell everybody, remember this. If you have my cell phone number,
not today.
If you have Alex's cell phone number,
not today.
You could theoretically call the show, and we might put you on the air by plugging our cell phones into the board. But as Alex just said,
not today.
Not today.
I feel like Arya Stark. Too much is going not on. Today.
Who knows? If the right person calls on my cell phone, I might just put them on speakerphone.
It's unplugged. Everything's unplugged.
I'm saying I might put them on speakerphone.
Oh, that's
you do that.
Might just put them on speakerphone. Mm-hmm. Anthony Idol, how do you feel on a
By
day?
By the way, tomorrow we can go 2.5 hours if everything's working.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
We'll go longer.
If everything's working. Just because we go 90 doesn't mean we can't go 120.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, Billy Ray, by the way, you put that in air quotes if everything's working. I mean, today's like the first day where we've had any major problem.
I understood.
And I ask this question. Are we still in high def or are we no longer in high def?
We're in high def.
We are. Okay, see, look at that. You may not think we sound very good for a while, but we certainly look dope.
Look at that clearness.
AF, look at that. Look at Anthony Idol in high
Your
def.
Hair is so blonde on HD.
Thank you.
Looks really good. Looks really good.
It's more blonde in my eyes.
I should have moved the tripod behind Anthony Idol. I should have moved that.
Is it blonde or is it gray? I'm just asking.
It's blonde. I just did it.
Okay.
I'm blonde. I just did it today. Is it blonde or gray? All right, tell him. Just go
on
ahead
the
iRig,
turn it down a little bit on the side. Just a tiny bit.
Yeah, we want to make sure we stay on.
We're just loud.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe that's what happened. Maybe we popped ourselves off the air somehow with all these microphones.
Are you listening, John?
How are we sounding, John Browner? Really? Yeah, you sound. Why don't you just come sit down over here in the guest chair? No, you're out. No. You don't want to be associated with this garbage today, huh? He's working right now.
We're all trying to figure it out.
Billy Ray, people are suggesting that you maybe get on the Total T. They want a little more energy out of Billy Ray. What do you say to that?
Really?
That's what they say.
Yeah, very nice. Well, I appreciate that. People care about me.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
They were one time, they caught you yawning, and they were like...
Wasn't yawning. I was just stretching out my mandible.
I was just bored with everything that was going on around me.
Exactly.
All right. Grande, is there any chance I can go back to prepared content for today's show?
Let's do it.
Okay. And I hear John. I can just hear this really, it's sounding really good. I can just hear it really well. Okay. Since you're going to try and, you know, kind of clip all this together.
I'm going to try.
I'd like to take a minute to talk about the Total T Clinic. My guys at the Total T Clinic, TotalTClinic.com, Total T on Twitter, at Total T on Instagram. And yesterday, a buddy of mine who's my dentist was telling me, I was telling him about the Total T Clinic. He's like, man, he goes, I think I could use testosterone. I said, you should go see them. Then he tells me he doesn't swim anymore. Shoulders hurt, knees hurt, hips hurt. You know, doesn't even enjoy playing golf. Back hurts. Like, you know, you probably ought to go see these guys for Total Stem Cell too. And he was totally ecstatic to hear that he could have testosterone and stem cell under the same roof. But I want to just concentrate on testosterone today because I was describing it to a client. I was saying to somebody today that, you know, we work with the Total T Clinic, and they said, you know, I said, I don't endorse products we don't use. I said, I take these testosterone shots every Friday. Dude, I'll run headfirst through a brick wall. Seriously, Anthony Idol. I will get into the ring with you, Anthony Idol. I don't want to.
No,
I don't want to. I want you to know I'm trying desperately. Anthony, I'm trying to win our fantasy football league.
You're trying to win.
Because the loser has to get into the ring with you.
I'm trying to win.
Didn't we have a good competition a couple weeks ago?
I thought that, well, I beat you, if that, we can call it that, as good competition. But, yeah, man, I think I'm on a three-game losing streak.
Really? All right, I want you, and I'm going to say this on air because I don't care anymore today, I want you just directly into that mic. Because when you're over here, and then when you're over here, and it just doesn't sound as good, and then you just got to really be into it. There you go. Now you're sounding great. Total T Clinic, would you like to try some testosterone? I mean, you know what you'll do to those other wrestlers if you get on the Total T?
I'm worried. It might give me too much of an advantage, but we'll see if any legal governing bodies have any opinion on that, and then maybe we'll look into it.
TotalTClinic.com, at Total T on Instagram, at Total T on Twitter. Thank you, Total T Clinic, and I will see you for my regular treatment. Usually it's on Fridays, but I think I'm going to be going on Thursday this week because for the first time ever, I'm going to visit my son at college. I can't even believe I'm saying that. I'm going to Parents Weekend to go visit my son at college. At the University of Albany in Albany, New York. Why is this kid all the way in Albany, New York? That's my question.
That's where he wanted to go to school.
It's easy. Not really. I mean, it's just what happened, you know, when
couldn't get into Arkansas, I understand.
Yeah. That. We good? We still on audio? Yeah, we're good.
He's kicking there?
Well, he's redshirting. Mm. Yeah, he's redshirting this year. And last week they had their biggest win. They actually beat the number 9 team in, is it FCS? Is that what you call the subdivision?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's FBS.
FBS is like USC, Alabama. FCS is the other ones.
Yeah, so the other ones. So they beat the number 19 in the team in the country with Joe Flacco's brother at quarterback.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of cool. I've never been to one of their games, so I'm going to go on Thursday night. I'm red-eyeing to New York, driving to Albany, and spending parents' weekend. What are you supposed to do with your kid when your kid is 19 and a freshman or a sophomore?
Ignore all the obvious signs of binge drinking, stuff like that. Right. I hand them a little cash, you know.
A lot of cash.
Say some stuff that your dad probably should have said to you, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. What should I do? Alex, you know, did your family come to visit San Diego State when you were there? Like when it was family weekend, they were like, yeah, everybody's going to come down and visit.
My mom came graduation. That was family day. But
that's
it. Answer your question?
Graduation.
Yeah, graduation.
She just came to one thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. I know. Next year, I'm going to have two kids, and I'm going to have to be schlepping all over the place.
Yeah. My mom dropped me off and then came to graduation.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school?
Whittier College.
Whittier College. He's a superstar All-American offensive lineman, Billy Ray.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I knew wherever he went to school, he was a superstar offensive lineman.
I still feel like Anthony Idol's mic doesn't sound very good. Do you feel like his mic sounds good, John? Like, when I hear Anthony compared to the rest of us, I don't think it sounds very good. I think
there's something going on with the board because everybody's mic all of a sudden sounds different.
Wow, you think Dean screwed the whole thing up when he came over here and messed with it the other night and I told you guys that he really fixed it and you guys screwed the whole thing up?
I think that he put everything to the max volume.
Yeah, that's a lot and, of chefs in the soup, man.
And I'm trying to put it back. Yeah, because, I mean, it's louder for a reason because he turned everything up. So,
yeah, see, everybody's telling me they can't hear Anthony Idol. Something's up with his mic. It doesn't sound like he's getting any. It's like he's off mic.
I'm eating it.
Huh? Yeah, he's not. He's not even on.
Do it again, Anthony.
Yeah.
Hello.
No, he's mic four. That's me. He's mic four.
Oh, no one told me that the mics were. See, this is what I'm saying. Like,
what?
Dean came.
Yeah.
And mixed everything up. Oh. I don't even know which mic switched.
Oh, it's one, two, three, four.
In what world does that fucking make sense?
It made sense for me.
Holy fuck. Seriously, dude?
That makes sense. One, two, three.
That makes all the sense in the world to me now. Like, what the fuck's going on?
You tell them that.
Seriously? They wrote it. They wrote it down.
Yeah, it says mic one, two, three, four. It didn't say mic's one. Seriously?
One.
Holy fuck.
Two.
I'm so mad right now.
Three.
I'm so
four.
Furious right now.
Why?
You didn't
test them and listen? Now, what is Billy Ray written on his
four?
Billy Ray's four. Yeah, I'm one,
mm-hmm.
And I'm one. Alex is two.
It's my first day here, and I'm with Alex.
There he is. Yeah. He's three. He's three.
I've been like turning Safe three bet. Down because you're so loud.
Yeah,
and I'm turning two down.
Jeez. You're always so loud.
Lord crap.
Oh my goodness, what a disaster!
This, like, would have been nice for someone to tell me.
Well, I sent you a video.
That I told you I couldn't open 10 times.
No, but I thought, here, I airdropped it to you.
That didn't make sense on the video when you did that.
Okay.
Either.
Well, you guys will have to excuse me. I mean, my heart's in the right place. I'm trying to get everything right here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's just like, that's what we mean. Like, when there's other people that come in, it's fine. But we got to know what's happening.
Well, speaking of knowing what's happening, this Friday night.
Not now, Anthony. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to be doing battle against the 450-pound Terex. Right there, adjacent to Pure Platinum. You'll find it. It's right there, right in the back of the building.
What is your strategy when you're going against a man that's 450 pounds?
I tagged with Terex before. He is nimble. I mean, he's big cat.
Wow.
Yeah. So he can do a standing backflip, just for your understanding. Yeah, dude is nimble. I don't know.
Right now.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
How does it sound now?
Stick and move.
Sound better?
Stick and move.
Stick and move.
Sound better, John?
Yeah.
Sound better, Browner? Sound better? I see people are on the on our YouTube discussion. They're like, I worked at a college radio station. No one ever touched my board. Understand something. The person who came and touched this board was our engineer at 1090.
Nobody.
And I was saying to him,
didn't let him touch it either.
Well, yeah, were you on good terms with him?
Yeah,
didn't let him touch it either.
And I was explaining to him that I can't hear anything. And so he turned
this whole
everything
thing started
up.
Because you won't wear your second ear.
No, it's not that. It is not that. It doesn't change the fact. It does not change the fact one bit, Alex. It's. I said I couldn't hear anything.
No, I'm not mad that he came in and helped. I'm not at all. I just would... All day today, I've been like, this isn't working what I'm doing, and now it makes sense. Like, I'm like turning Anthony all the way up, and it's turning you up, and I'm like, why are you louder? Now it makes sense. I'm like, I'm over here like, oh my goodness.
One of those days, buddy.
Yeah.
But you know what we will look back on? I promise you this.
That the day that we got HD, yeah. Everything else fucked up.
Right. We were able to look good, but we sounded shitty. But the most important thing to understand was that the sound was more important than the video.
Yeah.
Okay. But I've been pushing so hard for HD because when Anthony Idol comes in, I want him to be able to show off the gun show in HD. Look at him.
Boom.
Zoom in on it.
Ta-da.
Look at this kid go. Look at the guns right here. Alex, you should put up a comparable gun show given that you're working out so much now.
Yeah. That's not going to happen next to Anthony Idol.
You don't think so, huh? Anyway.
Good job, man.
I do what I can, man.
Looking
like,
good.
What's the most, because you're in the gym all the time. Yeah. Do like random dudes come up to you like, hey, what do you bench, man?
No.
No?
Not at
Everybody
all.
Leaves you alone?
Like, they come and ask me how often I visit and stuff like that. And, little old ladies ask me if I'm a model, stuff like that.
Oh, does that make you feel nice?
I think that's better than how much you bench, man. I'd rather get the model stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, who cares how strong you are?
Is that what people do? That people assume you're a model? They're like, look at this guy. I mean, the glasses.
I know,
man. The Anderson
Cooper
haircut.
No, that's relatively new, you know, because I had the Fu Manchu mustache before. I probably looked like I was going to rob you or something before.
Do people think that you're Anderson Cooper's brother on steroids?
I get Anderson Cooper. I get Chef Robert Irvine. I used to get Brendan Fraser a lot. Not so much Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser. Did you have dark hair before?
Yeah. And then I get Ian Ziering from 902.
Ian Ziering. You don't know who that is.
I know who Ian Ziering is. Are you kidding me? Ian Ziering from Beverly Hills 90210 and from Sharknado.
There you go.
Tight,
you're surprised,
man.
Huh?
Yeah, MLT,
good.
Baby. MLT.
You're surprised by that, aren't
a little
you?
Bit.
Yeah. All right. Let me
Since
see
we're
what's
just
going
doing everything on here. How we sound still?
How we doing, Brown? Brown man?
Hello.
Maybe it's John. Maybe it's John who's allergic to the mics. Maybe John knocked us off the air. Maybe it's the brown man.
No, I was messing with everything. Kind of makes sense now.
Don't do that. I've been here every goddamn day. You're here one stop, okay?
Yeah.
Don't do that to me.
maybe Browner hooking up the wireless mics is what did it today.
I don't think so. But who knows?
Dude. Yeah. Yeah, dude. It Come is- over here and sit down. Come back over here for crying out loud. This is all playing out on air. Listen. Believe it or not, people actually like this kind of stuff, okay? They do.
It's
this
real.
Is natural.
You
this is real. This is all natural. This is all real. This is what happens when, you know, you're in an experimental phase. The high def looks money. Look how good Billy Ray looks. Mm-hmm. By the way, hold on one second. Billy Ray, I have to tell you something.
Please.
You know that on Monday mornings, I've been doing this TV appearance on KUSI with Paul Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Rudy is a sweetheart of a guy.
Sure he is.
You know? But there was a lot of time over the years that you and I were on the radio together where you and Paul Rudy worked together.
Right.
In fact, even at one point hosting like a Charger show on KUSI, I
That's
think.
Right.
And, you know, you always kind of gave Paul just sort of the friendly business, the friendly BR business.
Always friendly.
Yeah. And I always thought it was funny because poor Paul just always looked like he was so nervous. Like he didn't get that Billy Ray was just screwing with him, you know. And so Paul says to me the other day at KUSI, he goes, are you ever going to invite me to come on the Scott and BR show? Since it seems like now, after 20 years of you never inviting me on your show, it kind of seems like I'm doing you a favor.
Today would have been a great chance to do that.
Seriously, he's like, dude, he goes, I'm kind of doing you a favor now, aren't I? Like you're not on the radio anymore, and I'm helping you plug this new ScottandBR.com thing you got going on. Like, you think maybe you'd treat me with an ounce of respect, you jerk, and freaking invite me on the Scott and BR show? And, of course, I did what I always do. I deflected, blamed it on Billy Ray.
All Billy Ray's fault.
I told Paul Rudy in no uncertain terms. I said, this is all Billy Ray's fault. I wanted to invite you on the show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Ray was always vehemently opposed to
yes.
it. And I'm really sorry that you feel insulted, and I'd like to invite you on the show.
Let me tell you something.
Please.
I always thought that that would be a fantastic fit. Check this out. BR and PR. Boom.
Wow.
How do you like that?
It just
rolls off the tongue. It's natural. People would love that.
BR and PR.
That's it. Or PR and BR.
Mm. I don't know, Billy Ray.
Mm-hmm. Papa Pig is a good dude.
Yeah. No, he is a good dude. He really is. And he was just jerking me off.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, now I know.
Difficulties today.
Mike, is that going to be?
He was jerking me off in that he was giving me a hard time. He was
a little more of a relationship than I thought. That's great. Good for you guys.
It was busting my balls.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, now that sounds good.
Wow.
Now you guys tell me, does that sound good? Sorry.
Wow. That was unexpected.
The audio quality is okay.
Did the audio actually work there? I thought the audio didn't
work. That's what's happening at KUSI these days in the morning show?
No wonder you go every Monday.
Wow.
Twice.
Wow.
Damn, Robert Craig.
That is interesting. Is there a neon sign outside of KUSI now?
Now, don't say that. Anthony Idol is here. He's the neon phenomenon.
That's right,
baby. Don't say that.
Did you visit Paul Rudy anytime lately?
I used to be a pig, man. I used to work for Paul Rudy.
Really? Me too. He never did that to me.
Well, he didn't physically do it. It was a form of expression of him jerking my chain.
Yeah, a couple bar taps.
Jerking what chain?
My chain.
Oh, wow.
My chain.
Yeah, you're making all the wrong references.
Instant poll. Do you guys like this kind of stuff? Rusty Bones, yes, fascinating. Rigby family, love y'all no matter what. Coach Perez, yes, love sports talk, but this feels like beers with Sky and BR.
Pallone, yeah, yes. Exactly.
Daniel Rockhold, it's frustrating. Alan Marlin, it's better than commercials. Mm-hmm. Tommy DeCat, like a car wreck, can't look away. That's how it feels. So there you go.
So wait, what did you do? You put up a poll?
No, I just put a question on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
See if people like this shit today.
Well, look.
Well said, by the way.
I will say, look. Has today been a colossal disaster? Yes, it has.
Yes.
Have we attempted to recover? Yes. Could we have very easily have said, let's just go off the air today and screw it? Yeah, we could have. Could we have come back tomorrow at the same time and said, turn everything on and assume it's all going to work? Yeah, sure, we could have done that. But rather than just leave, let's just try and work it out, which we have.
Right.
And if there's an ability for us to, after the show, clip it all together and make it into one podcast so that it's not three separate podcasts, that would be great. If we could clip it all together and make it one video on YouTube, that I don't know if we're going to be able to do that or not.
But all that is possible.
I don't think it would
do the show justice. I mean, what we went through during this show today.
At least for the audio part, I think Billy Ray's right. Like, hey, there's going to be three different freaking YouTube chats and videos today. But the audio version, I'll clip it all together.
Now, John,
you know, I hope that no one knows, like in the audio version, like, what the fuck happened? Right. What happened? Like, what are you talking about?
I gotta go to YouTube.
Because it'll just be like, because I don't care today. Mm-hmm. They would just be like listening and it stops, and then we're talking about something else completely, and then it stops, and we're talking about something else. Like, Anthony Idol's gonna promote the same show four times, and it's all gonna sound like, what are they doing?
Funny you should mention that, Grande, because Saturday night, I'll be taking on Mil Muertes at the Vista Boys and Girls Club, bell time, 7 p.m. Get your tickets, SoCalProWrestling.com.
You say Mil Muertes?
Mil Muertes.
Is it like Mil Muertes?
Yes,
Thousand Deaths?
From Lucha Underground.
Dude,
that's the dude.
Whoever's booked you to do the gender reveal, that was brilliant.
That's smart, right?
That is absolute brilliance. Because I'm so tired of people missing, hitting balls or whatever, piñatas. All that's tired. If you're going to do it like no one else has done it before. So hats off to those people who hired you.
I don't know where I was, but I just saw a video, and I know it's not new, but there was a gender reveal. It was a softball thing, but a guy was going to swing it, and the wife or the whatever threw it, and he took the pitch. So it landed at his feet, and that's how it, it's like,
I saw
the pitch.
Was it a bad pitch?
Who
cares? Great.
You only have one chance, Billy Ray.
I saw one recently. I think this one is going around too, where the guy missed it like four times, and then she wanted to swing, and he didn't want to let her swing, and she ended up swinging and actually hitting it.
I also saw one where they were like doing like a balloon popping thing,
yep.
and then they all missed, and then all the balloons flew away. So they never found out what it was.
Idiots, okay? Just have the baby.
By the way, listen to how good Browner's mic sounds.
Stop it with this.
Browner sounds great, doesn't he?
I always sound great.
No,
because I know which mic I'm using.
No, it sounds really good.
Yeah, dude, I wasn't on mic for that.
Yeah.
Look, we know that you are trying to make this into the greatest venture anyone's ever ventured upon. We got that. But not telling him 1, 2, 3, 4, because I watched your video. I watch all your videos, by the way, including your Gary Vee video.
Thanks.
I didn't even know that. And I watched that video that you did.
Well, so, you'll have to excuse me.
It's not your fault.
No, it is my fault because there was a miscommunication.
It's Dean's fault.
It's not Dean's fault. It was a miscommunication.
Dean's a moron.
I just told him, I said, No, it's not Dean's fault. It's my fault. Because here's what I told him. I said, Dean, make my mic number one, make Alex number two, make this mic where Anthony is 3 and make the mic next to me 4, because that's usually it's 1, 2, 3. When Billy Ray's in the house, it's 4. When Linda comes in, it's 4. So it seemed to make sense to me, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's kind of like an infield. You know, first base is 1.
Yeah.
You know, and second base is 2, third base is 3, shortstop's 4.
And the engineer's perspective, it never crosses wires like
right.
that, ever.
That's dead news.
You always go in order. It doesn't matter if you're the 1 host, you can have the 3 mic.
Well, I didn't know. So regardless, so I guess
had to be number 1, huh?
Well, I didn't care about which one was number 1. I just wanted to make sure that we knew what was what.
Did you get that from Gary Vee?
Wasn't this like color coded or something?
No, I just knew like 1, 2.
No, I know, but didn't Dean color code it on the board?
Okay, here's what it says. Mic 1.
Boy. Right.
Okay.
What does that mean? I don't know. I know it's 1, 2, 3, 4. It doesn't say which one's Mike. It doesn't say mic 1, Scott. Mic 2, Alex. Right. It says mic 1. That's all.
Yeah, dude.
That's all.
Well, what can I tell you, man?
Listen, everybody's learning one day at a time. We're going full steam ahead.
At least people got to see the screw up in HD.
Yeah.
Right. You see?
Okay, since we're all out there,
yeah, go ahead.
Might as well tell them the truth.
Listen, I wouldn't if I were you.
Okay. No, go ahead.
No, you don't. Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Trade secrets, man. You got to keep something secret in the bedroom. You can't let everybody know you're a freak in the street.
That's so lame, dude. I mean, we're all putting it out there for everybody to see today. Like I said, we could have very easily have packed it all up and gone home. You know, we have sponsors that spend money with us, and I feel this responsibility. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, I'm nauseous, frankly, about the fact that Corky's guy Glenn was here and he was going to perform today and we couldn't even get him on the air. Like, that to me makes me very upset.
Well, he left.
Well, I told him, dude, come back tomorrow. Sorry.
We want him to sound like Taylor Swift when he's in.
I understand.
Like the cockroach version of Taylor Swift. I understand. Swift.
But when you have a guy like Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services, Alex, Gary Cooper, 858-376-1299, you know, that's a guy who depends on us.
But you know what he is? He's a great friend.
Yes, he is. And Gary... I've told this story, Billy. I don't know if you heard this earlier this week, but you know Sergeant Alan Pena, U.S. Sure. Marine Corps. Sergeant Pena, you know, he dealt with a lot of personal tragedy about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And a year later, he's buying a house and he's consummating the deal through and with Gary Cooper. And Pena says to me, it finally pays off to be a great friend. And for Gary, he says, well, I'm just glad that I can help a Marine be a great friend. And it's awesome that the show, even in its current form, was able to put a sponsor and a client together. And so, Gary, we're happy for you. We're happy for Sergeant Pena. And we say to all the great friends, 858-376-1299. That's our guy, Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services. Call him anytime. Get in touch. Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services. How about that?
That's fantastic.
All right, I'm glad you think so.
Uh-huh. ABR, we got a request for you.
Oh, really?
To get in the chat room on YouTube.
Okay.
Oh, I would love to see Ray try and find the Scott BR YouTube page.
Daniel Rockhold wants you to be in the YouTube chat section.
Sure.
Would you do that?
Sure.
Do you know how to do it?
Yeah.
Would you do it right now?
Sure.
Go for it.
Yeah. Do you have a YouTube page? Do you have like a YouTube sign-in?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
People ask the most questions about what are you doing on your computer, and we want people to know what you're doing, so now you can answer them.
Right now, I have my hands folded in front of my computer.
Well, you know they can see your computer.
It doesn't bother me.
Billy Ray comes in, though, very, very prepared for the show. It's true every time.
Very
Billy,
true.
Would you share with us, if you turn your notebook over, mm-hmm. would you share with us all the notes that you have prepared for today's show?
Nope.
Why not? Because this will give you an idea
because
of
because it's my secret on how I prepare for the show.
Oh, this would be give you an idea of where Billy Ray's mind is at coming into the show today. You know, like what's...
See, now I have to find the page.
Well, you wrote number 4 on that page.
He's Mike 4. He wanted Alex to know he was
that's
Mike
4. That's right. That's right.
Still not convinced that's true.
I think that's right.
Neither am I.
You don't think?
I'm going to rewire it when we're done.
You are. Yeah. Okay, very good. Okay, well, I guess Billy Ray's not going to share with us his notes.
And you're
not
going to
share the trade secret of how you get us into HD.
No.
Why is that?
It's been done.
No. Is it working or not?
Yeah, but he said he wanted to come out and tell the story.
No.
I'm not coming out.
No.
You're coming out. He's a top, and I have Paul Rudy doing things to me, apparently, that shouldn't be doing.
You're getting jerked off.
Hmm. What a strange show today.
It is a very weird show. You know, this would be a good place to just kind of wrap it up. I want to say to the Corky's Pest Control people who are trying to win the $50, Cork, first and foremost, I'm super sorry about what happened today, and we'll have Glenn in tomorrow, and I can't wait for him to come in and have some fun with us. Horsing around is the clue on Corky'sPest.com. Go to Corky'sPest.com, click on that rectangle, go to the Corky's Talking Cartoons. Horsing around is the clue. Find the cartoon that corresponds with horsing around, send us an email, Scott Kaplan Vlog, VLOG, Scott Kaplan Vlog @gmail.com. Send us an email, tell us the title, and tomorrow afternoon we will pick out another $50 winner, and boom, check is in the mail.
Just like that.
Seriously.
Fitty.
Okay.
Fitty.
Thanks to the Total T Clinic, Total T, @TotalT on Instagram, @TotalT on Twitter. Thanks to Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services. And I feel like, oh, gosh, I felt like I knew I was forgetting something today. And I'll reintroduce this tomorrow, but new sponsor on the Scott and BR Show.
Whoa.
Yes, new sponsor. MyRacehorse.com. You guys may remember them from back in the radio days.
I do remember them.
These guys are amazing. You know what they've recently done is this is such an incredible company. They buy pieces of horses and then they sell them in little tiny affordable chunks. So not everybody's got $20,000 to put into a horse, but you might have 100 or you might have 200. And then all of a sudden you feel like you're part of the ownership team. And they've got a horse right now that's going to be in the Breeders' Cup. And you
look
can
at them horses, man.
By the way, see that horse right there, Lazy Daisy? That's a horse that the Great Friend Stables owns. Those of you that are watching right now, that's a horse that the Great Friend Stables owns. And
nice length.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
Thank you. And they're our partners now.
What are you doing?
And so put it this way. If you buy some of Lazy Daisy through these guys at MyRacehorse.com, you and me, we're partners in a Breeders' Cup horse.
Wow.
Seriously.
That's fantastic.
And it's really not very expensive at all. I mean, at least the way they do it. Look at that, $115 a share. Wow. All right. Good for them. MyRacehorse.com. We'll tell you more as we go on, because we're headed towards the Breeders' Cup November in Santa Anita, and then Del Mar will open up the Bing Crosby season, and there'll be more horse racing for us to enjoy.
You know, I really feel like I didn't get enough Del Mar this summer.
Yeah, me too.
I really feel like, because the year before, it was nice. This year, I feel like I didn't really get as much as I usually do. So, Bing Crosby season, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, they want us to come out and do shows from there. And I said, well,
today, I don't think that's.
Well, you know, but maybe what we do is, I'll just throw out an idea, but maybe what we do is we go down there and we record things. And because, you know, what does it matter if we're really on live at this point? I mean, I know I love all the guys who are in our YouTube chat, and I love everybody that's in our Facebook chat.
Love y'all.
All of y'all.
All's y'all.
Anyway, something to think about. Alex, great job today.
Sweet.
Sorry about that, pal.
It's all good. It happens.
Sorry I didn't tell you about the board, buddy.
It's all good. Yesterday was weird, too. I was trying. But there was only three people here.
So right. So it was easier to
kind of. And
then
Tony showed up, and I was like, what? I think that's four?
Oh, so something you didn't get it yesterday. I should have.
Yeah.
This is something we should have.
Because you were like, he doesn't sound good. And I'm like.
But I'm turning the button.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well, that happens. Anthony Idol, strange day to have you here, buddy. But I told Alex we were going to call this Weirdo Wednesday, not because you're a weirdo, because I'm a weirdo and I got a lot of weirdo friends. But I didn't realize this was going to go down like this today.
I'm glad I could take part of this learning experience. I do have my California Basic Education Skills Test teacher credential. I'm a substitute teacher occasionally. Actually, not at all.
Have you ever body slammed a student?
No, but I do have that degree. I have been a substitute teacher before, so I'm glad to be part of this learning experience. And you can learn where I'll be. Follow me at all social media as Anthony Idol. Friday night for Fist Combat TV, we'll be at Pure Platinum taking on the Monster Terex. Saturday night, I'll be in Vista, California for SoCal Pro Wrestling. You can get your tickets at SoCalProWrestling.com, where I'll take on, you roll these R for me, Alex? I'll be taking on Mil Muertes.
Mil Muertes.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate that.
Thousand deaths.
Hold on, man of a thousand deaths from Lucha Underground. Yes, hold on, yes, hold JB. On.
This Pure Platinum portion of the wrestling match.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you know about a little bit about me, but I'm into the ladies.
Come on out.
It's Pure Platinum adjacent.
Your ticket's
did you
good
miss
for
that part?
I did.
Your ticket's good for both. You come in, see the wrestling, get rowdy, have a couple drinks, go right next door. Boom, you're already admitted.
Here's an idea. How about you put them on a turnbuckle? Put the pole on a turnbuckle.
There'll be dances during
and
the show.
And then you talking about Hell in a Cell.
Well, you know, same thing. Like, we don't have girls just visiting the office here, man. There's a time and a place for certain things.
So listen,
the girls visit. They do a little dance, one and two, I think. Two dances. But other than that, man, all the dances are next door.
Topless? Is that topless?
No, they got booze. Yeah, so it's topless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not into strip clubs anymore. I was when I was younger.
It's a great date. If you take your girlfriend to a strip club, I think that's a fabulous date. Going with a bunch of dudes, not really my idea.
When was the last time you were in a strip club, John Browner?
Oh, I detest strip clubs.
Okay, when was the last time you were in a strip club, Grande?
I can't even remember, dude.
Really?
No. I swear, listen, no. Here's the deal, right?
Detest is a strong word.
I'm dead serious. Look. I've been in two strip clubs my entire life.
In the States.
The first time, it was probably...
It was a waste of money in the United States.
It was probably
States.
4 minutes.
Different.
The second time, it was less than that. It was like 2 minutes. I said, dude, I'm the driver. I'll come back. I'll pick you guys up. Just the look in their eyes, I just can't do it. Can't do. And two, I would never pay a woman to dance on top of me. That's how my hustle.
I don't either. I don't either. That's not my move.
I can collect them wherever I go. Pied Piper. This dude right here,
he shows up and white ladies just drool all over themselves.
I believe it.
It's a true story.
White divorcees, they love him. Well, they all want to know.
It would be the same deal for you, Mr. Off the Market.
Every chimney needs cleaned.
Oh, God. I'm telling you right now, these white ladies.
Why are we wrapping the show up? Let's just keep going.
Yeah, why are we wrapping? I'm telling you, all these white ladies, all they want to know is these girls are going to get divorced. They're 45 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. They never slept with a black guy when they were in college. Okay.
Never been married for 20 years.
And they want to get back at their husband who they never slept with and they hate his guts.
Yeah.
So they're like, I'm jumping into bed with this black guy, especially this big, tall black guy.
And you know what else?
We've lived similar lives, JB.
So you know. You've been a part of
it. Where are you up in Fuego? Is that where you like to hang out?
No, man. Listen, wherever I go, it happens. Alex has seen it in live action right in front of him. Seen it. And she was ready. The doors were open.
I got you. You're holding still. You ain't doing nothing.
No. The wind was just blowing too hard. I said, no, baby, you got to cool out. I'm with my homie. We working. We trying to get some business done, girl. I can't really be sliding out with you like that. Go on somewhere. Tell me your son drag racing.
That was the weirdest five minutes of my life.
She really tried to take him home right there in this store.
Sounded like it.
Really?
Dude, look, I'm telling you right now, if I was open to it, Alex would have had to wait in the car.
Like, no, you would have Ubered here.
True, probably true too.
From the conversation only, I would say no. But the looks that she was giving, mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, damn. She's taking you to the dressing room right now.
I'm just getting, and I put
no effort into it.
Let me just tell you that I'm getting on Facebook that our friend Mary Beth Evans says, I'm a white divorcee. look out, John Brown.
Are you vibing John Brown?
Mary Beth, are you vibing John Brown?
Is this like telepathically over video? Does it work? Or does it need to be in person?
You know,
that's some special powers if it's a video.
That's a great question. I have no idea. I think Scott is clearly a YouTube sensation. He's the celebrity, and we're just kind of in the band.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the drummer and the guitarist, they usually clean up too. Yeah. So I don't know what you want to play.
Well, I think you're more of a bass player, though.
What is that a thing?
Yeah, bass player. Like, you know, you slap
the
bass.
I don't like that. No. Slapping
the bass.
No, I don't. No. Uh-huh. No, give me another instrument.
What about Bootsy, man? Bootsy's a bass player, dude.
I know, but no.
What about saxophone?
I take that.
Yeah, I can see you as a nice saxophone. Mm-hmm. Play.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. It works. It all works. Okay. It all works, baby.
Hey, I want to say what's up to we have some great friends that are in here on this chat in YouTube that are listening in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Listening down in Kauai, Hawaii.
Kawhi Leonard?
Not Kawhi Leonard, Kauai the Island. Oh. Yeah. So anyway, it's awesome.
Wait, he got his own island?
Not Kauai Leonard, no. No, different Kauai.
Kauai Island.
Is it called the Claw? Sure.
I don't think so.
Oh. Did you guys see the Clippers jerseys?
I saw them trending on Twitter.
Wait, look at this. You're a wrestler. You've got to have a sense of style.
I do. That is terrible. They look like the Los Santos freaking Clippers, man. That font is terrible.
Wow.
Straight out of Grand Theft Auto. Tell me otherwise.
Look at these Laker fans. You sound like a Laker. You're a Laker fan?
You know.
I guess, exposure.
Man. You want to know something? Yes. I'm going to tell you something. A friend of mine said to me today, he goes, you know, I'm a Laker fan, lifelong Laker fan. He goes, think about this. He was telling me the story that he was at a charity event recently for ALS, and he showed me a picture of him and Jay Moore. Remember the comedian Jay Moore? Bill Ray, remember Jay Moore?
He was dating Jeannie Buss.
No, is dating Jeannie Buss.
Okay.
Is dating Jeannie Buss according
or
to...
Or is it with Jay Moore?
Or yes.
Is our boy Worldwide Wob dating
he's been divorced.
No way. Worldwide Wob is now apparently... Rob Perez is dating Jeannie Buss?
Jeannie Buss.
Jeannie Buss is a total... Like, I'll tell you right now.
I'll get down with Jeannie Buss.
Listen.
Whoa.
What?
It's a story. It's a story to tell. It's why you would want to get down with Jeannie Buss. But I'll tell you this. You know, it's...
Box seats?
You're Jay Moore.
What kind of box?
Jay Moore walks in, you got these big flying saucer eyes. He took a picture with a buddy of mine, and he was telling me that him and Jeannie were making out, and Jay had like tobacco breath where he was spitting in a coffee cup, like spitting tobacco, like totally gross.
He looks like a Peyton Manning's fat cousin.
I mean, he's just gross, man. And so Jay Moore and Jeannie Buss, and so my buddy, who's a lifelong Laker fan, said, I started looking at Jeannie Buss dating Jay Moore, and he's got this terrible breath with this Copenhagen breath, and he's spitting in a coffee cup, and they're making out in front of everybody at a charity event, right? And he goes, Jeannie Buss versus Steve Ballmer. Advantage, Clippers.
Easily, man.
Rob Pelinka, Jerry West, advantage.
Clippers.
Clippers,
easy.
By far. And go coach for coach between Doc Rivers and who is the coach?
That chair holder.
What is his name?
Frank Vogel.
Yeah, Frank Vogel. I mean, the Clippers.
You know what you sound like? Bunch of haters.
Wow.
That's what Browner would say.
Listen, Clippers, listen.
The Clippers owner, the Clippers GM, and the Clippers coach.
First
win,
of all.
Win, win.
Wow. First of all, I'm going to start my Browner rant.
Wow. Yeah. Oh,
Steve Ballmer can't even get any action, so he ain't going to be making out with anybody at no charity event. Look, have you seen the way he looks with his tucked-in polos? Get out of here. Wow. Second of all,
what are you doing?
Owning Windows.
What is you doing on a day goes to Alex? You know how much money he got?
Oh,
did you
owning
see
Windows.
Did Siviano at the sign with that old racist man?
Dude, I'd much rather own the Lakers than own Windows. I don't care how much the money discrepancy is.
You sound crazy. Give me Windows.
That looks like a Mac. 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 So shut up. You don't use no Windows.
Every office has a Windows. Every office got Windows. Everybody
I was just trying to do
business.
My best Browner impression.
I want to let you know that Mary Beth Evans is in our Facebook chat, and she says, not only is she a white divorcee, but Browner can play me some saxophone.
Whoa.
Hey. Yeah. Oh. Hey, girl, little Kenny G. Don't he play saxophone?
Oh, he plays a little more clarinet.
I got you, Mary Beth. I got you. She followed me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Holla at me.
How about that?
Sliding them DMs, girl.
All right.
She just did.
I want to say.
Oh, Facebook comments.
Oh, that's what it was?
Hey, Emwell, are you going to put up a new TikTok video for Scott and BR today? On a day like today? Really? You going to TikTok?
Audio?
Yeah, you going to get some audio all up in it? Really? Emwell has taken control of the Scott and BR TikTok. Does everybody who follows have a TikTok? Did you have a TikTok?
I had our TikTok. I don't have my own TikTok. I
downloaded TikTok last night.
Yeah?
I didn't create an app. But
Anthony Idol, you going to get into TikTok?
Same as Alex. Downloaded it. Haven't started anything.
Okay. You going to follow Scott and BR on TikTok?
I guess I am.
Yeah, it would be great. How about you, Billy? Are you going to try TikTok? I mean, we're trying to get you to try this new thing called YouTube. Mm-hmm. How does TikTok sound to you?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Yep. Alex is going to delete what?
He's going to delete TikTok after
Alex is not going to delete our TikTok. Alex is not going to delete our TikTok. He's going to
no, not
our
TikTok.
TikTok.
He says I'm going to delete TikTok from my
no
phone.
No way, dude. No. He's going to be into it.
I'm not going to be into it. I'm just going to check what you make.
Okay. Yeah, you are. I told Emwell yesterday he's got a new job title on the show. He is the vice president of TikTok.
Wow.
For the Scott BR show.
VP of TikTok.
That's right. VP of TT.
Not the social media coordinator.
No, just the vice president of TikTok.
The YouTube comments are calling us out.
For what?
Because they say Billy Ray looks bored and he wants to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're calling you out then, not us.
No. That Billy Ray, not looking bored, concerned.
About?
TikTok.
Oh, okay.
And probably YouTube also. Okay. You know, he's like, you guys are challenging me to get into the YouTube comments and I don't even know what YouTube is. Come on, you are the most technically savvy of all of us. For all these years, you were so far ahead of the curve.
True.
You had a Macintosh in 1972.
When people called it Macintosh.
Yeah, you, Billy Ray, you created the iPad, as I recall.
That's right.
So believe me, you are far and away much more techie than the rest of us.
You invented AirPods.
And yet, all we ask you to do is go onto YouTube and get into the comments section, and you make it seem like it's difficult. I say you can do it very easily. I have total confidence in
you. Yeah, I'll be fine.
But just not right now.
No.
Can I ask you a question? The Titans are playing the Chargers on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
They're going to play Ryan Tannehill at quarterback, not Marcus Mariota. What's the final score going to be, Billy Ray?
Chargers 47.
Whoa.
Well, they haven't put 47 points
Whoa.
Up all season.
Be the
like
first.
Total.
It'll be the first.
First?
Try. Yeah.
Okay.
Total.
They're going to be inspired by this prediction.
Oh, okay.
In Tennessee.
Yeah.
Titans, Mason Ramsey singing.
Titans, you know.
Do you
Six.
Know who Mason Ramsey is?
Six.
Do you know who Mason Ramsey is?
No.
Okay, neither do I. So these guys are telling me today before the show, and I love the fact that you guys were all cool to stick around and go a little bit longer, because you know what's happened is that we've picked up a lot of our YouTube audience. You know, people are not like going home. They're like, okay, well, let's see how long these fools are going
to
stick around.
Or how long it worked.
Yeah. All right. Or how much longer is it going to work?
I'm just curious to see how long this is going to work.
Me
yeah.
too.
Okay. So this kid, what's this kid's name?
Mason Ramsey.
Okay, Mason.
You might know him as the yodeling kid from Walmart.
The yodeler. Yeah.
You know who he is, Anthony?
Yeah, now I'm with you.
Okay. All right, so apparently this kid is going to sing the national anthem. He's going to sing the national anthem at the Chargers-Titans game. Now, the Chargers have lost two games at home in a row to the Broncos, who are 0-4,
trash.
And to the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are a one-win team.
Double trash.
Both teams' fan bases took over their stadium. The Chargers are going to go to Nashville, and they're going to be loving life. That they're in a hostile environment, but it's supposed to be a hostile environment. But now they tell me that this yodel dude is going to sing the national anthem.
I hope this doesn't get us taken down. You know what? Today, who cares? Let's go for it.
Yeah,
go
if we get taken down, we get taken down.
There's like 3 million views on this stupid video.
So this is the yodeler dude. Are we going to see the yodel?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear the yodel. All right, let's hear it.
So I don't go to Walmart.
It's not the national anthem.
No, it's not. He's
wearing Uggs.
I hope not.
Why is he singing in a Walmart?
Thank you.
That's
good.
Okay, that's plenty. Now this little dude is going to sing the national anthem.
This little dude is going to sing the national anthem. You're asking why is he singing at Walmart?
Yeah.
This mofo is saying like he's been on stage with like a crap ton of rappers, Coachella stages,
all trash,
Ellen show, like all trash, everywhere,
trash,
just for doing this video.
Trash, homie.
You mean the yodeling from Walmart? Really?
Yeah.
Look, man, they put that kid on Ellen and patted him on the back. Yeah, it's trash, bro. That's trash. I know people don't like to say that about kids, but this is my thing on kids being entertainment. If you're going to get out there, you got to be good. That's trash. I'm sorry. That's okay. Trash.
So that dude's going to sing the national anthem.
Don't you agree that there are people out there that don't think it's trash?
Yeah.
No, you know, some just because you think it's trash.
Some people like yodeling.
Some people's trash, other people's treasure. I think
this is William Hung 2.0.
Whoa.
William Hung.
Did anyone say he was good? No, but he was what? Entertaining. That's what this kid is. He was yodeling in a Walmart, dude. Like, really?
He's still a good yodeler. I mean, I'm not into yodeling, but he was good at yodeling.
Yeah, as far as yodeling
goes. You thought that was good?
He's a world champion. What's he yodeler?
I don't
know. He's a world champion.
You know, JB, just like art, I don't know art, but I know what I like. I don't know yodeling, but that was good yodeling.
I don't know, like.
Good point.
Good job, Anthony.
When is this kid going to hit puberty and then his yodeling career's over? That's a high-pitched yodel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can hit that high. I mean, you were close, but I don't know, man.
That sounded sort of like old-timey Hank Williams and people from West Virginia.
You can't yodel?
Going to buy that music.
No yodeling.
No, never yodeled.
Really?
No.
In all of your days in the hills of Arkansas?
No.
No yodeling.
I listen to great yodelers.
How do you think my yodeling is?
Well, it sounds like you're hurt.
I'm yodeling.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my
God. Yodeling.
Wow.
See, it's pretty good. Can you yodel?
No.
Let me hear you try.
No.
Let a brother try.
Yodelheimerler. That's all I got. I don't know what that is. I don't know nothing about that.
Can you try Anthony Idol?
No, that's out of my skill set.
Grande? Yeah. Grande en español? Yodel en español?
I got to hear it again.
Say good.
What's happening? Y'all sound like a balloon when the air is coming out.
We sound like Donnie and Marie. We sound great.
Yeah, really good. Wow.
In the yodeling world, that was a hit.
So y'all next? Y'all after him? Y'all that's singing right. after him?
Yo, y'all, shit, we coming.
Walmart, Claremont Mesa. We'll see you there in 10 minutes.
All right, so I'm going to tell you right now that I'm seeing some predictions here on the Chargers and the Titans, and I see my man Tommy Ferace has the Titans 20 and the Chargers 17. I would love for the Chargers to lose this game in Tennessee to yet another backup quarterback, this time to Ryan Tannehill.
Oh.
Ryan Tannehill was so bad in Miami. He was a first-round draft choice of the Dolphins, and they just gave up on him. And now I think that the Titans, to make this kind of change, they're giving up, they're screwing up and giving up on Marcus Mariota. The way I look at it.
My quarterback right there. That's my quarterback next year for the Chicago Bears. He's going to be a pro bowler.
Anthony, you don't like that, do you?
No. I think cut bait on that dude, man.
Look, everybody needs a backup. But I think in the right hands, he'll be successful. And the NFL is all about offenses. What has that head coach been known for?
Dude.
Defense.
Have you seen more quarterback talent be nurtured or cast aside in the NFL? We're talking like how many dudes have been able to hit the goalpost throwing the ball from their knees from the 50-yard line? There's been like 50 of those dudes coming out of college, and none of them have hit the mark.
Okay, so can I ask you a question? Do you believe coaching is more important than just straight-up talent? Because Jeff George had amazing talent. Jay Cutler had amazing talent. What happened to them? They were never injured. They didn't have anything missing. They just upstairs, it just didn't calculate. So maybe it's more about coaching and him getting into the right coaching staff in the right building and them actually running an offense that's conducive to what he can do. I mean, we don't even know if the Tennessee Titans have real talent outside of running back.
I'm with you, but you don't see quarterbacks develop on a five-year plan anymore. Like, people have to cut bait. Coaches have to cut bait. If coaches are not successful in year one, they're out the door. If they're not successful again by year three, definitely cut.
That's what I'm saying about that. That's what I've been saying about the Chargers forever, though, is that when Philip Rivers is a 15-year starter and the furthest he's taken you is an AFC championship game, and it happened 10 years ago, he may put up numbers, but he clearly isn't winning anything. And that's just the unfortunate reality to Philip Rivers' career. He got all the stats. He got none of the wins.
But I also think Mike Vrabel is more of a traditional football coach. As you see now, like the Arizona Cardinals head coach, he's got guys on the move. Mariota thinks he needs to move. The pocket needs to be side to side as opposed to just standing there and throw bullets.
I'm with you.
And so I think under a different head coaching staff, you might be able to get a little more out of him. Same thing for Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston clearly has talent. Jameis Winston's problem has always been the coaching staffs. If the team doesn't believe in you, if the head coach doesn't believe in you, he will make sure that you don't look good.
I mean, I was waving the flag for Dennis Dixon in Pittsburgh.
So you know. Yeah, man. Like, Vince Young was one of the – Vince Young was a great quarterback. Even under Jeff Fisher, he still won games. And Jeff Fisher never, ever wanted him. So if you get these guys under the right staffs, I think you'll be able to see something different out of them.
Barry, what do you say here? Jump in here on NFL quarterback talk. What do you think?
It's the hardest thing there is to do is to – pick the quarterback, develop the quarterback, and insert him into the offense. That's why they have so much trouble doing that. But, you know, I mean, it's just going to be fun to watch. It's always fun to watch one way or the other, whether they crash or whether they're just superstars.
But when are you willing to give up on a quarterback, though?
I'll give him a quarter.
Wow. You sound like Anthony Idol.
Well, let me say this. Let's rock out of here. I want to thank everybody who's been watching, who's been hanging on, who's been coming back with us. We know that today we had some issues along the way. For those of you that are listening on audio podcast, you may have no idea what happened.
They'll have some idea.
Yeah, for those of you that have been watching on YouTube all day, we really appreciate you. We love you. We're grateful for you. We're also grateful for all of our sponsors. Corky's Pest Control, you've heard by now, horsing around is the clue, and you've got until 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to get us an email, scottkaplanvlog@gmail.com, and you can win $50 tomorrow afternoon. So make sure you're using corkyspest.com and you're looking at his cartoons, and the clue is horsing around. Thanks to Total T Clinic, Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services, HESSolar.com, Jeanette Wright from Wright College Counseling, and My Racehorse, MyRacehorse.com. We'll have more information about that as the days goes on. Yo, great friends, after one very bizarre day in the new digital world of Scott and BR, for Grande, Brown Man, hey. Champ Anthony Idol, the original Big Ol' Rascal, All's Well That Emwell, Alley Rat sick and staying out of here today, the entire Mishbucha, we got to say right now, peace.